I forgot to share this meme that my wife sent me. It's this guy, he's the apathetic libertarian. He says, I considered selling my weapons back to the government, but after a background check and thorough investigation into the buyer, I determined the buyer has a history of violence and mentally unstable. Big risk to everyone around it, so I decided against it. I thought that was funny. That was hilarious. Our next guest is a longtime friend of the broadcast. He's a first-rate, really. This is not just any eye doctor. This is Dr. Abel. He's got awards that go, fill up your whole wall, and speaks in front of all kind of clinics, even psychiatric clinics. He speaks at the connection of the eye and what it means and our windows to the world and the brain and the whole connection. He is fantastic. We love having him on. He's the inventor of Eye Complex CS, which is a fantastic product over the Power Mall. Dr. Robert Abel, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. This is a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. They're always the most interested people, and they may be getting something they don't get in the doctor's office.
Well, let's start there. I don't know if I've ever asked you that question. I don't know why. It just popped in my mind. Before we go to the eye doctor, whoever's listening, what should we know? What should we think about when choosing an eye doctor?
Well, the first thing we know is we often go in thinking, oh, I need my glasses updated. They don't think of, well, maybe it's the eyes and the glasses and the comprehension of the whole program and what might be helpful for any risk in family history. They should know their family history. They should see that the doctor's listening. They want to know the doctor is actually paying attention to their conversation and giving them the time instead of rushing right into it. But this is any doctor. It doesn't have to be just an eye doctor. And you want to develop some kind of level of transfer of trust. And so you know the person does care. And if they don't care, you look for somewhere else. But you always have to know that you are your own medical detective. Nobody knows the information that the patient does. No matter who they are, what their social status or age, they sit in that chair, they know how long the headache is or how severe. They know how long they haven't had something. They know that they've had a migraine event that came and left, but they never knew the name of it. But they have all the information. So you, the patient, write down what you need to do, but expect to get a good discussion and allowance to hear what you have to say.
Now, you mentioned at first, you know, you think, hey, I need new glasses, because, I think, you know, it's been a while, maybe I need new glasses, okay, but you mentioned something about comprehension, about eyes, about, explain that.
Well, what happens is this, is people think their glasses are the remedy to whatever is troubling them, whether it's strain, tearing, dryness, headaches, etc. And they also measure their eye exam by how good their glasses are. Oh, my glasses don't work. That guy's a crumb. That might be. That might not be. But the fact of the matter is there's more that goes into an eye exam than just better one or better two in your glasses. Yes, it's always important to know the patient's best corrected vision before you make a determination of what may be necessary. And even when the doctor makes that determination, it's the patient who chooses from the menu. Surgery, no surgery, laser, no laser, drops, how long do I have to take them, and what's the result, what can I expect, et cetera.
Laser, you mentioned laser surgery. What should we consider? You're talking about LASIK. Is that LASIK or is it a different name nowadays?
There's four different kinds of lasers. LASIK is one that shaves the cornea. There's a CO2 laser does the skin. There's an argon laser for glaucoma and cooking is tear in the retina. And there's something called a YAG laser. All three letters have something to do with the crystals. A YAG laser will open a membrane after cataract surgery. There is also a femtosecond laser that some people have the laser and will say it's laser-assisted cataract surgery. Most people never need that extra $1,000 expense. It's only really for the most difficult cataracts that are so overripe. So the five kinds of lasers, LASIK is still the one you hear people do because they want to change their vision. That is on the external eye on the cornea.
And the other ones don't, like the, you said, the CO2, it doesn't change your vision?
A CO2 laser is for skin.
Okay.
So there's a whole variety, and it's used for anything. And the word laser is light-assisted. That's what the LA is. It's light-assisted. So it's some kind of wavelength of light that's doing something. And matter of fact, is the modern stuff for prostate surgery is you could have laser, microwave, cryo, or ultrasound if you have early prostate cancer. So looking at other diseases and other cancers in particular, there's new ways to use previously known techniques that have been used in other fields.
Is there any worries about LASIK surgery, or it's pretty standardized and pretty, you know, it's pretty darn reliable?
It is extremely reliable. That the key is that the measurements of the cornea are correct, so there's no deficiency in the cornea ahead of time. The limitation is that as people age, their lens changes, like getting early cataracts, their prescription changes, and so it's no longer as good. But I got to tell you, if you're 30 years old, it's good for 20 years and perhaps longer.
Okay, so I've heard, you correct me if I'm wrong, that if, say, I'm nearsighted and farsighted, that getting LASIK surgery, I can only correct one of them. Explain that.
Nearsighted means you can read a book without glasses.
Right.
Farsighted means you can see distance but can't read a book without glasses. So people can have a little of each called astigmatism. It can be corrected, but it can be only corrected for one, either near or far. You can't do both. So most people who are very nearsighted will want to see well at distance for sports and life, etc. And if they're young, they can still read. But when they get older, they'll be like you and me and have to wear a reading glass. So it only corrects one thing. Now, if somebody's an artist and wants to see it 2 feet away, you can be corrected for 2 feet away. But it won't be focused for anything other than that range. So most people choose LASIK for correcting distance vision.
Now, macular degeneration, glaucoma, you've mentioned this before. What are some early signs or some things we should look out, things maybe we should bring up to the doctor if we do go to the eye doctor, say, hey, I am experiencing this. I just want to make sure you know this.
Well, Daniel, going back to what you started with about you walk in and say, my glasses aren't good. The major things you think of, and especially in a senior citizen, is it the glasses? Is it the lens, meaning a cataract? Is it glaucoma? Or is it macular degeneration? The macula is the center of the retina that has the most information cells in it. It's only about 1.5% of your whole visual field. So it's a very fine area. If you notice things are not good reading but okay at distance, that may be macular. If you notice things are okay at reading but distance is failing, you can't see things until you get closer, that may be cataract. Glaucoma is a little sneakier because in the early to moderate phases, you don't lose central vision. So you don't pay attention to it because it's out in the periphery. Those things people wouldn't know. But the usual eye exam is going to cover looking at each of these things in detail and telling you aye or nay whether you have it.
Now, macular degeneration, that's one of the most scary things. Is it you have it, yes, or no, you don't, or is it like, well, it's starting to creep up, or you know what I mean? Is it gradated? Is it yes or no? Is it black or white, or is it their gray area there?
Your intuition is correct. You don't fall off a cliff all at once, with rare exception. There is the early things, you get little yellow dots in the cornea called in the retina called drusen. And there are these little dots, and that's when you make sure you're taking eye vitamins. And that's what
you're talking about floaters?
No, not nothing floaters. Little dots situated in the retina. And you may not notice it until they become confluent and grow together, and then you start calling it macular degeneration. The macular degeneration can be dry or it can be wet. The dry means that there's no swelling in the retina, just loss of cells. Wet means that you have leakage of fluid in the retina, and that is being treated now with injections. but almost all macular degeneration starts incrementally. One of the things may actually start it is the blue lights from televisions and computers. That the low blue range is maybe causing some of those early drusen and those early changes. But these are standard things that can be seen by any good eye doctor.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the blue lights, tablets, phones, what have you. There's a pretty prominent article came out. Let me get the name of it. Study blames disturbing rise in teens who need glasses on excessive screen time. Let's discuss that topic.
Well, just sticking with the blue light for a moment, the blue light is making people not sleep well. People never had that problem with their old TV. As soon as they got high def, they sit there watching TV for a couple hours, and what happens is they go to sleep because they're tired, but they keep waking up, and they can't have a sustained sleep. Well, it happens with computers as well. But the article you talked to about the kids, you referred to, that the kids are spending more and more time on computers. Some of it is foisted on them by the schools because they give kids an iPad or a laptop. And that's how they're going to do their homework and make their assignments and send them in, and there's no more sloppy writing. But they're subject to these things, and it's the close work. Staring at this makes them more and more nearsighted. So they're almost doubling our amount of nearsightedness. In the United States,
wow,
by 2040, we'll have twice as many nearsighted kids as we have now.
And they'll have a hump on their neck from leaning over on their iPad.
Well, even if they don't have the hump on their neck, they'll have the hump on their eyes.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, I'm kidding you, but the fact is the constant convergence of the eyes will drive more nearsightedness. They say in Nepal and India, look at the moon every night, meaning straighten your eyes. If you or your kid works at a monitor, every hour, 5 minutes, look away. Just look away, straighten your eyes. And for the monitor, either have a blue blocking screen or wear some blue blocking lens. You can get it for $20 at Amazon if you don't wear glasses.
Well, you scared me last, I don't know when it was, that we discussed this, and I bought some of those. They're yellow glasses. They're blue blocking with the yellow, I don't know what it is. They're yellow tinted, and there's no question it made a difference on eye fatigue. That's what I noticed. So my eyes didn't seem fatigued working on the computer.
Well, the yellow is a total blue. All the blue wavelengths get blocked from that. So it gives you a little aberration of the color and what you see. The new blue blockers only do the bad wavelengths.
Oh, interesting.
Okay? We need some blue, but some blue is okay, but the lower wavelengths that are right next to ultraviolet. We know ultraviolet and X-rays and cosmic rays are dangerous. Just above the ultraviolet is this 15 nanometer segment that is the toxic part. But wearing your yellows does the job.
Could they do it's kind of like this discussion with cell phones. You know, they could change the frequencies that they're doing these cell phones and it wouldn't be so biologically reactive. Could they change the light on these cell phone on the tablets, the iPads, the computers? Could they change them a little bit to where it wasn't so reactive with your eye?
There's two aspects of this. The first is they increase the pixels so you get more light from all wavelengths. And so the job is to give you finer and finer pictures and finer camera abilities, et cetera. So they're not going the other way.
Right.
In terms of the hertz, the megahertz, which is the sound business, as they go from 4G to 5G, it gets more and more toxic. You want to hold the phone away from your ear. That's just the ideal thing. This 5G business has an increase in brain tumors, cardiac arrhythmias, miscarriages, et cetera. And, you know, Congress is and FDA is approving it and this and that. The scientists are in an uproar that this is more and more dangerous. You don't need this stuff. But it's always newer, newer, better, better in this world, you know. And if somebody's making a buck, they're going to keep doing it.
Well, what have you seen in your you know, in your environment, your world, the I world, are they concerned about cell phones?
I don't think they think about it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. It's very interesting that you are so up on it. Why are you so up on it? Or you're just that kind of person?
I'm just, I pay attention to stuff. You know, it also is, why was I invited to the College of Physicians in London twice to speak? Because they couldn't find a UK ophthalmologist who knew anything about nutrition and complementary medicine. Well, the eye is 80% of your connection to the world. So all this garbage is going to affect eyes one way or another, either for better or neutral or for worse. And that you want to do things that are comfortable for you. And if your brain's being rattled, you know that's not comfortable for you.
Why is it that we're having this discussion, a little different subject, but kind of with my uncle, we were going back and forth on the news this morning. It's like things are right in front of you. They're so simple. What you just said about even 5G, you know, it's obvious 5G is bad for you, like real bad, like, hey, whoa, wait a minute. But yet nothing is slowing it down, seemingly. I mean, some other countries are putting the pause button, but in America, I mean, they're just full bore. I don't see hardly any resistance to it on any significant level. Why are we like that in this country?
Why are we like that in this country? It's because the billionaires run the place. Okay, number one. Number two, the guy in the White House knows, has heard about this, but chooses to let it be because it makes money, it makes our technology good, we can stay ahead of China, all these things that really look good, but maybe we've passed the therapeutic levels and we're starting to fall off the cliff with being more dangerous. You know, it's also interesting that several countries, I'm going to Africa in 2 days, ban plastic bags because you can't get rid of this stuff and it accumulates. But only in little places in the United States, a few places in a couple states are doing that because they know that for the whole environment, whether it's the American environment or the world, that sooner or later this catches up and has some effect.
Have you heard about that, I don't know what you would call it, that plastic island out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? Have you heard about that?
Yep.
I mean, that's free. And I went to Hawaii, and they wouldn't let you use straws. You had this paper thing, and they were terrible. My comment to that, or my question, why don't they just, instead of getting rid of all plastic, why don't they just mandate biodegradable plastic? Because they have biodegradable plastic.
Well, that's a good question. First of all, the question is, what plastic is truly biodegradable?
I mean, but there is such a spectrum. You see, now we're getting way off of eyes or whatever, but it's kind of the same. I mean, this discussion, they're all the same, aren't they?
I'm sorry. I was saying you're an island of plastic.
All these discussions become similar. You know, they become similar. It's like something's going on. It's wrong. They do it anyway. Nobody gives a darn, and then just keeps going. You know, it's kind of the same thing. Where do we draw the line? There are so many different plastics than the majority ones that we see. There's a whole spectrum of plastics, and yes, there are biodegradable plastics that can do most of what we use plastic for right now. That's a fact. I know that for a fact.
Right. Well, the you know, it takes a while for people to know things. Like cigarettes, even though the scientists knew about cigarettes.
That's such a great point.
And certain medications that we don't know the side effects until 10 years or later. So there are, like the word organic, before it really became mainstream as a word that people thought about, some people knew about it. Some people lived that way. But the rest of the world wanted to be synthetic and wanted to have long shelf time in the stores.
Hey,
organic doesn't have that.
We got a caller. Let's get the question. We're coming on a break, but this will have him introduce the question. We have a caller, Mary in Missouri. Mary, you're live on the air. What's your question?
Thanks, Dan. How are you doing this morning?
Doing very good. Good to have you on. Thank you for calling.
Good. Thank you. My question for the doctor is, I had RK surgery. I mean, like 1992, I was past 40, and it was right before they FDA approved the laser surgery.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I get all these cuts, and my I'm like, I had 20/450 in one eye, 20/350 in the other eye. And the one that was less nearsighted had more astigmatism. I had lots of astigmatism. Anyway, got that done. It was awesome. Then about a few years down the line, started going like losing my vision. So I got this other procedure done. PRK maybe? Yeah. It was the most painful thing I've ever had in my life. I wanted to die. It hurt so bad.
Ooh.
Anyway, as a repercussion from that, I have, as you know, all this scar tissue. I'm doing pretty well. I have contact lenses that help with my, I can't function without having, they're like Band-Aids on my chronic dry eye. Thank God for them. But if have I done irreversible damage past the point of no return?
Well, you may have done damage in terms of no more fiddling. There's something called a scleral lens. A scleral lens will give you a comfortable eye and excellent vision. A hard lens rocks around on the eye. A soft lens makes you comfortable but doesn't give you a lot of correction. But a scleral lens will do both. S-C-L-E-R-A-L, scleral lens for irregular cornea so you don't need a cornea transplant.
Okay, S-C-L-E-R-A-L?
Yes, scleral contact lens. You can Google it and you'll see about it and find who fits them in your area, usually an optometrist.
There's the music. Stay right there. Doc, stay there on the other side. I want to understand some of the things she asked you because I know it's over my head. So we'll explain that and we'll get a follow-up question. Mary, just hang on right there. There's the music. More on the other side with Dr. Robert Abel. Stay tuned. iComplex CS.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
iComplex CS, we're getting so many people with positive feedback on this product and how I love it because, and we'll get into this with Dr. Abel, you can actually see, there's a couple tests you can do, you can see your vision change over a relatively quick amount of time. It's a fantastic product. I love it. I'm very concerned about it. I use a computer a lot. I'm concerned about my eyes. I'm certainly concerned about it for my children, what have you. iComplex CS over at the Power Mall on sale. Magnesium oil. If you do not get magnesium from the Power Mall, and we have about three forms of it, which are fantastic, grown by nature, the magnesium oil from Martin Patella, and the Mother Earth Minerals from Truot. Oh, I almost forgot his name. If you do not get magnesium from those sources, then where are you getting it? Because you better get it somewhere. Because we're basically chronically deficient in this country. Cold Storm, Smooth Oregano from Strauss Herb Company. Introductory price on that and a couple of closeout items on Willard Water gallons. You want a Willard Water, now's the time. You can get a great sale on a gallon and it'll last you. Boy, it'll last you a long time and help you get you some structured water in your body. Get those cells and not irrigate your body with water, but hydrate your body with water. Big difference. And, of course, if it's your first time ordering or you haven't ordered in a while, we got a specific special for you. Use the code FIRST10 when you call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You can call live if you haven't. We have a little bit of time for questions, 844-769-2944. Thank you so much for your support. We need your support, your prayers, your donations, ladies and gentlemen. That's what keeps us here. It's not cheap putting this deal on. You know, this keeps independent thought. We don't get checks from Target or Walmart or George Soros. We get checks from you, and that's the way we want to keep it. So thank you so much for all your support that you have given. Getting back to our guest, Dr. Abel, I want to finish up with a caller, Mary. Mary, was there any follow-up question that you had for Dr. Abel, or did that clear things up for you?
That helped. I'm going to check into that. But also, I wonder, Dr. Abel, I have chronic dry eye, too, as a result. I mean, I've tried everything. They put the little ducked in for that. It didn't work. It's better without it. Is there any, I'm using Oasis Tears. They seem to give me the best relief. Is there any other thing you can tell me that would be beneficial for that?
First one is to get rid of all soft drinks. Artificial sweeteners will make your eyes drier. Number two, omega-3 fatty acids.
Okay.
Fish oil, algae oil will improve your tear film. Number three, Genteel. That's the name of an item on the shelf. Genteel gel will last longer than any tear. It's midway between a tear and an ointment, and it's extremely comfortable. And lastly, Avenova, A-V-E-N-O-V-A. Avenova is a spray you can get on Amazon, and maybe we'll get it to the Power Mall. Avenova, you spray it on your eyes a couple times a day. It gets rid of the debris. It kills all the bugs. It kills mites. It even kills herpes. I mean, I'm telling you, and it feels so comfortable. It is such an unusual
product. We need to get this. Avenova. This sounds like a great product.
Yeah. So
okay,
anyway, you got enough to work on there, Mary.
Very good.
Okay,
thank you.
I don't spray that with the contacts in, though, do I?
Do it with your contacts in. You can actually put it in your contact case at night. It'll clean the lens and the case.
Wow.
I mean, it is 99.4% bactericidal, kills bacteria. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, there you go.
They say in Kansas, get out of Dodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you for everything.
Nice
speaking with you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you for the call. My uncle, who does the news, he's got a question here for us. Let's get Uncle Kevin in here.
Hi, Doc. How you doing?
Hi there. Congratulations.
You're welcome. Over the last couple of years, I've been having glare has been really bothering me. And, you know, like if you take a look at a shiny truck and all of a sudden you look at it and the sun is beaming off it, you know, really bright and it's like implanted in your brain and you close your eyes for a while, but you still have that truck, the shiny truck square right in your eye for
obviously
about 20.
Obviously you're not taking eye complex CS.
20, okay.
Number one.
All right.
The lutein and some of the other things will decrease your glare. So when you close your eyes, you're going to recover real quickly.
Right.
If you don't have cataracts, it's probably related to one of your medications. About 1,000 different pharmaceutical medications cause light sensitivity. Because you take a drug by mouth, it goes through your entire body. Your macula, which is the center of the retina, is the highest metabolism in the body. So it all goes through there. I mean, that's why they have plaque when old people see their eyes examined. Diabetics need to have that yearly eye exam because the retina is so sensitive. So the things you can do are have a blue blocker in your glasses, have lutein, which is in eye complex CS, 10 milligrams, and between the two of them, that will damp down a lot of that light sensitivity. But it's probably one of your medications. Ask your pharmacist, are any of my drugs photosensitizers? Will any of my drugs give me extra glare?
Let me ask you about typical sunglasses, you know, that have UV protection. I know, you know, you can buy a $5 pair of sunglasses or you can buy a $500 pair of sunglasses. Do all of them help with this blue light or only specific ones?
Well, first of all, none of them do unless it says blue blocker on them.
So
you can get a cheap piece of plastic that is a UV A and B blocker, so it's not the price. The blue obviously is something different. I mean, if you have it, let's say you wear glasses for driving. If you have it in your glasses, it'll cut down on all the glare at night, 50%, and you won't see the rain on the road. So it's really comfortable besides protecting you from the TV and the computer before you go to sleep.
Okay, is there any other follow-up question?
Yeah,
and
it's It's called blue protection in your sunglasses?
Blue blocking lens.
Blue blocking lens. Okay.
Yes.
We got a couple email questions. I mentioned floaters earlier. Apparently somebody else has questions. What about floaters in your eyes? What can you do about them? What causes them? What have you?
Well, first thing to know is if it's sudden, you get an eye exam to make sure it's not a torn retina. That's not very usual to have a torn retina, but you do not want to have that because it can progress to a retinal detachment. So you get checked. If you had it a while, there's only a few things you can do. The first is 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. That will firm up the vitreous gel so they stop moving. And if they stop moving, you don't see them.
Bingo.
So about 50% success with that. So a month or two of that, you either does it or doesn't do it. You're not going to have surgery to suck out the gel because that's an eye operation. So most people just sort of live with it. If you're out of focus in your glasses or if you have significant cataracts, so you're a little blurred, it seems the floaters are a little more prominent. So you just make sure your eye exam updates you to whatever's going on and your glasses are as good as can be expected.
Let me ask you about these. This is kind of a personal thing. The last time I went to the eye doctor, I got those transition triple lenses.
Yeah, transition, line trifocal type of thing, yes.
Yeah, no line trifocal, you got it. And they drive me crazy because if they're not exactly right, or if they move a little bit or adjust, if it's not exactly right, then, obviously it's blurry. You can't see good.
What happens is it's clear down the line straight ahead. Looking straight ahead down the road, great. Looking at the dashboard, great. Looking at a note in front of you, great. You go off to either side, it's terrible. If you're looking at the side view mirror, you can't look with your eyes. You have to turn your head. It's a whole new paradigm. It works very well for people who are at a computer, and those people who like it, that's fine. But I'm with you. I find that the only reason I wear them is at nighttime. Driving at night because it block. I have the blue blocker in it. I can see everything I need in the car, etc. But many people, especially first-time triers, just don't get used to it. Other people love it, so, you know.
So what would you recommend? You know, I'm considering, as I'm sure a lot of people are, the LASIK surgery. So you feel really, would you, in my situation, I mean, you don't obviously don't know my situation, but somebody
How old are you?
40. I'm in my late 40s.
Okay. And do you need a distance correction, correct?
Correct. And up close now. Yeah.
First of all, you could do a bifocal. I would try a bifocal so you have everything. The only problem with a bifocal is when you walk around, you see the jump when it goes down to the lower part lens.
Okay. What if I got the surgery and then got reading glasses or something?
You could do that. Then there's some people who usually are contact lens people will wear one eye near, one eye far.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. I'm getting dizzy just listening to you.
You get dizzy with your progressives. So, but the fact
I know. I'm getting rid of them.
There are people who do this. Now, those are the people, if they are comfortable doing that, they could have it with LASIK. And if they didn't like it, it can get corrected. But you would not try that. So you would go for distance and wear reading glasses.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about, we haven't talked about eye complex CS at all. You mentioned it with some of these conditions. How revolutionary a product is, how unique is it, and what do people gain from it?
Well, I've had nutrition courses. I've formulated vitamins for four companies. And the key is the eye is a biochemical workshop. The eye really needs extra help. All of your nutrition's in your liver. And not everybody gets the nutrition anyway. So the moral of the story is you put 23 ingredients together, and most of them have some record of helping the eye or being necessary for the eye. And so people will notice when they go into a dark room, they will adapt much more quickly. They will notice on the highway, they will recover from car headlights within 3 to 5 seconds. So they'll have the metric you referred to earlier to know something's happening, that something's feeling better. Agreed, dry eyes can be helped a bit. There's some support to the lens in terms of cataract development. But it's basically improves the retina. At the same time, it's also used as a multivitamin and has almost everything you need.
What the? No, I shouldn't say what. Who should consider this?
I would say anybody, because you're always exposed to light, and the light can burn the retina in a sense. And having the lutein part of it in it and the things that help support the retinal cells is good at any age. And I would say anybody 10 years and older.
And let's talk about...
I don't have experience with children enough.
Okay. So let's talk about, I start taking this, how do I know it's working?
You give yourself a week and walk in a dark room that you've walked in all the time before you find the light switch. Or you turn off the light switch and you try and find the doorway and you see if it's any better. You give yourself a month to know that, gee, I like night driving and the glare is cut down. But you have to be able to sort of remember how it used to be. But usually you're doing things because there's a complaint. And if the complaint is satisfied, you would know that. But anyway, you mentioned all the good stuff. There's even a little magnesium in it. That's the 24th one. But magnesium, as you said beforehand, is the second greatest deficiency in seniors. And
Wow. You're
right. High blood pressure, cold hands and feet, bada boom, bada bing, you know, cramps in the legs at night, et cetera.
What have I not asked you that I should have asked you?
What you didn't ask me is about concussions. Concussions are rampant. They did a study on a Division III football team, and two of the 38 guys had concussions, so they were not in the study. But the other 36 guys played 8 games, and they put something in the helmet to measure head hits. And there was 9,900 head hits in these 36 guys.
Wow.
They did a pre-football season MRI of the brain and a post-season. And they found a decrease in the white matter in the middle of the brain that was proportional to the number of hits they had. And none of those registered having quote-unquote concussion. I'm telling you that bangs on the head are more significant than you would know. And the only way out of the more serious ones is having to shut down the eyes for a period of even months. No TV, no phone, no computer, because there's so much of the brain is involved with what comes in through your pupils. And you have to let the brain rest in order for it to totally heal. So,
well, you're saying
concussions are obvious. Subconcussions, like you just hit your head on the shelf. If you are dizzy or you have trouble focusing or reading is getting tougher, see a concussion expert and learn some of the tests to do that make you better, because you can't get better.
What you just said makes me, and I've been thinking this for a while, it makes me think that the NFL, I don't know how many years it's going to take, and obviously there's a lot of money. NFL as we know it will not exist in, 20 years, 30 years, 40, I don't know. Maybe it's like cigarettes, like you said. I just think it'll be some form of less hitting what you just said is a startling fact.
There's a Greek word called hubris, H-U-B-R-U-S. Thinking it's not going to happen to you, you're above it all, you're better. And when there's money involved on both sides of the ball and in the press box, it keeps on going. So the moral of the story is this happens also in lacrosse, soccer, etc. So maybe what should be done is better pre-season testing, at least in college kids and school kids, to make sure they're clear before the season starts. And if something happens to them they didn't know about, it'll be picked up at the next season.
I'm boycotting soccer altogether. I'm boycotting all soccer because of what happened at the soccer match where one of the fans took in a 1776 flag, just to, you know, pro-America, whatever, waved the flag, and they were threatened to eject them out of the stadium if they didn't get rid of the flag. So I'm protesting all soccer, just so you know.
Okay.
I just want to share that with you.
Get Uncle Kevin and I will make two.
Oh, it's going to be a lot more than that. And if there isn't, then we got a problem in this country.
We have a problem in sports in general. You know,
that's
people
true.
People do it because it's a way of having notoriety and getting out of poverty and all kinds of stuff for, you know, some good and bad reasons.
But when sports are fun.
People are profiting off you, you know. It is very disillusioning.
We have just a few minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to leave the audience? I've personally, you see, every time you come on, that reminds me to take my eye complex more. I have been way more careful, especially with the yellow glasses I wear. I haven't taken the eye complex here as much lately. I have in the past, and I did exactly what you said, and it wasn't, like you said, less than 2 weeks, I started to notice, night driving especially, I started to notice a difference. Many, many people listening to this broadcast have been helped by your eye complex CS. Why is it different than, you know, there's a million different supplements for eyes. Why is yours better? Why is yours different?
Well, first of all, the first thing is if you do something for 100 days, it becomes a habit. You won't be able to stop it, like brushing your teeth or flossing. So you do it for 100 days. The reason it's different is it does not have copper. There's the ARID study, which is the benchmark. I was the consultant for the company during the study. We knew it was a 1990 formula, but the board said, hey, and marketing said, hey, doctors only do what a study says. So you have a 1990 formula being the Ocuvite and PreserVision formula. And the fact is it has copper in it, which doubles your risk of Alzheimer's. It has triple the amount of zinc, which will inhibit magnesium, which you're saying is missing, calcium, so your bones will go, and other two valence compounds. This has normal zinc, no copper, and has ingredients that things aren't in other places, like taurine. Taurine is essential for the retina. A little bit of magnesium, because magnesium is in 300 different enzymatic formulas and equations. So it takes as much as we can of the best compounds. You can't cram more into the bag. The only thing we're missing is vitamin D and omega-3. And hopefully people are doing that on their own or eating the fish.
Well, very good. What is the most challenging thing other than, you know, maybe iPad, screen time, that kind of thing? What is the most challenging thing to the eyes right now?
Most challenging thing is that people don't listen.
You could say that about a lot of things, Doc.
They know what's good for them, or they say, I already do so many pills, why take a vitamin? The most challenging thing for the eyes is just pay attention what gives you dazzle. You wake up in the morning and you see little dots and you can't see straight. The blue light from TV the night before ruined your sleep cycle. Sleep is incredibly important. Absence of sleep and insomnia has a risk of stroke, heart disease, glaucoma, loss of vision in the eye, etc. You need good sleep, and you don't necessarily have to use drugs to do it. Just do a blue blocker before you go to bed. And try and empty stress. If you have stress, you may need a Dimox, Xanax or a diazepam Valium. But the fact is, you got to have a good sleep habit. You have to have good eye habits. Make sure you're comfortable. If your eyes aren't working, get them straightened out by a good doctor.
Very good. Dr. Abel, Eye Complex CS over at the Power Malt on sale, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. If any of these things that you've heard today concern you, I would try a bottle of Eye Complex CS. What do you got to lose? It's not that expensive, and you can really see some results. I mean, it's as simple as that, isn't it, Doc?
partner.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. It's always very interesting. Just your knowledge base is incredible, and just really appreciate you. Bye from the good guys over at the Power Mall. God bless you, Dr. Abel. You have a fantastic weekend. Until next time.
Let me just say what you said about the Power Mall doesn't take other people's money to do it. It runs on itself. Most times when people go on the radio like myself, they have to pay to get on unless there's a sponsor. The Power Mall makes all this possible. I don't have to pay. You don't have to pay me. And we have that arrangement because of the Power Mall.
No, very good. And the people who benefit are those who are listening. And really all of us together. It's an independent thought, independent media. And we're here because of each other. Well, thank you very much, Doc. And I hope you have a very fantastic weekend. Until next time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
We have about a minute and a half or so, Kev. Is there anything, this has been a crazy week. We've had some crazy guests. We've had Gerald Celente. We've had Zach Voorhees. I know you were talking about Zach.
I love him. He's my new favorite hero of all time.
The Google whistleblower.
Yeah, love him. Love him.
What am I trying to say? What are you going to carry most from this week of the guests?
To my complex.
Because we just talked about it. Okay, eye complex. What else? What else besides eye complex?
just the theme that we are going to win. Bottom line.
Well, no, we didn't have any guest on here ever say any. In fact, Gerald Celente said Americans are too fat to do anything.
No, Voorhees off the off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Voorhees thinks we're good. Thinks we won.
He says Google is already done. I asked him point blank, are we going to win this? He says, absolutely. We have already won.
Well, but why? Why is this?
We only had 5 minutes to talk.
Yeah.
So I'll ask him next time I talk to him.
Well, that's very good. I agree with you. I please don't let it get twisted, ladies and gentlemen.
You were sort of a Debbie Downer.
Well, that's what I believe. But the America, don't think that this is you sending your kids to school and making blah, blah, blah. It's like when your grandparents went to school. It's not.
No, right. It's not.
It's not. You can't even take a Betsy Ross flag to a stupid soccer game?
We should get that number and give it out and have everybody call.
Call Rio Tinto?
Yeah. We'll try to get that number. Let's do it.
Can I call this number? Let me see if I can get this. Rio Tinto Stadium.
Yeah. Everybody call them. Say, we will not put up with this bull.
Let me
Everybody's got to be involved. Everybody's got to be
involved.
Where's
the phone number? Where is the
Everybody
phone
gets involved. We win. We win. We win.
Gosh, I'm trying to see. Now, why is Google not working when I want it to? Oh, here it is. 844-732-5849. 844-732-5849. Call!
Call.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com.